Glory all to God. I didn't have the greatest relationship with my mother. Today, that's okay. Because God showed me I had to learn to forgive her in order for me to be forgiven. I forgave her. She wasn't alive then, 4 years after she passed. But it was 40 years of forgiveness in my heart that got taken out. I give God the glory. My baby girl. My 7th C-section. My incubator baby. And look at how she serves God today. She has broken chains after chain after chain because she has kept God in the center of her life. And I give God all the glory to that. She has married a wonderful man that she waited for. And I give God all the glory and thank him that Lydia has broken chains and will continue to break chains of my past and of my family's curses as she keeps going forward.
Amen. Thank God for daughters. Amen. And for you that don't know, she's with the children. She is here. She's with the children. Amen. Amen. Debbie.
Okay, so,
it's okay, it's all right.
My mom passed away at 56. That's like 22 years ago, so I haven't been able to actually do Mother's Day for a long, long time. And when my mom and dad were young, they served the Lord. And then they got away from it. And they both got a divorce. And so my brother and I had a rough childhood. And they both got a divorce. They both married someone else. And then my brother got married. I got married. And then my mom and dad got back together again. And then they served the Lord together. And I am positive that they prayed for my brother and I every day. And the fruit of that is you see my grandkids, my son, and their family serve the Lord. So I honor her for what she did. My dad also for what she did, for what they did in the latter years. Thank you for that.
Thank God for praying mothers. Amen. Some of us don't realize that we're here because of a praying mom. It may not have been ours, but God has praying mamas for us out there. They make the greatest intercessors because they love to spend that time because they understand motherhood. As I call Manuel up, moms are the only one that can justify their child killing somebody. That's a mom. Come on, help me here. Amen.
Amen. I give all glory and honor to my mom. She made it to her 70s, God's promises. And she was the one that led me here to this church. When I was on the streets, she would go pick me up and she would bring me to this church. And we're in Highland. But I don't think anybody probably remember me back then. But she would bring me to prayer. We'd come to prayer. And then after that, I went to prison. She bring me here after to this church, and I've been coming here ever since then. And she's a prayer warrior. She's a woman of God. She brought us to church since we were little kids, since I remember. And she always took care of us, no matter what. She didn't have a job. She still took care of us, me and all my siblings. And I believe and I know that's why I'm here today, you know. And I give all the glory to God. And I love my mom. She's in the heavens. No doubt about that. And Yeah, and I'd like to happy Mother's Day to spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah. And she's also a spiritual mother to my daughter, Desire. And she's real strict, but in God's ways. And it's loving, though. I don't mean nothing in a bad way. And I should tell my daughter, don't take nothing. You know, she's telling you because she loves you. And, yeah, all glory to God. Thank you.
Amen. A praying mama. And also a great potato salad maker. She was with us with years, but she prayed them in. We sent her home. COVID was alive back then, and there he is, proof, right? Proof's in the pudding. And, of course, your sisters when they show up here with us. Amen. We thank God for praying mamas again. If you need a witness, there's one right here. Brother Minister John. Oh, excuse me, Jude. You're right. I see Jude over there. Amen. Jude Benjamin.
I just want to thank God for blessing me with an amazing mom. She does so much for me and my family and sacrifices so much for us. And she's just the one who taught me how to take care of my anxiety and ask God for help. And through all that struggle, she still loves me. Love you, mommy.
No, who wouldn't love Jude? Come on, say amen. Who would not love that kid? Amen. And we thank God for those praying mamas again. Amen. Minister John.
Amen. You know, something that's amazing to me is that I'm thankful for the generational blessings that followed our mothers that passed on to us. Amen. Because no matter what our mother's gone through, some of our mothers gone through some hard times in our lives, but yet they still have the ability to be good mothers. Because how many know it's a choice, amen? And some mothers, you know, we have the generations that follow, generational curses and generational blessings, but the women, I believe because God has given women an extraordinary anointing to be because they have that nurturing side to them because God called them to rear children. To raise up the children the way it should go. So I believe that God has given every mother an extraordinary anointing and that ability to be able to love unconditionally. As Pastor said, you know, I've heard preachers say in the past that, you know, mothers only ones that will, you know, if their son committed murder, if their child committed murder, say, well, they must have deserved it, amen, because that unconditional love. But as we hear I know that some mothers here have had some difficult lives and been through complications in their lives, but still, I look at their children because that unconditional love and that ability, that gift that God has placed upon mothers is about a love. And I know that for myself and my mother, and I look at my mother-in-law, amen, that my mother herself, she had a very hard life growing up with alcoholic parents and similar to pastor, amen, and whose generations wanted to follow of the dysfunction. But even through all of that, my mother was a very loving woman. She's a very strong woman, amen. And I grew up watching, and it's one thing to keep in mind that as I was growing up throughout my life, I watched my mother always helping people regardless of people who do her dirty. So many people done my mom dirty so many times, but she continued to help and to give. And I remember my grandmother, her mother, was one of the most loving women I ever knew, amen. I know she died when I was 7 years old, but there was nothing like my grandmother's love, amen. When I used to be a little kid, a little guy, I used to go crawl in her arms in the middle of the night, and I would just fall right asleep. There was nothing like it, amen. And my mother carried on that love, amen, and I realized it flows through me. You know, a lot of people, unless you live with somebody, you know them personally like your mate, you know what I mean? I have that love for my mother, and I see it in my sisters, amen, and I see it in my brothers, And it's one of those generational blessings of the giving. And so the whole time I was growing up watching her give, little did I know that was instilled in me from my grandmother to my mother to pass on the generational blessings, and the church gets blessed in the process. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, though, again, like my mother-in-law, because I see the generational blessings, because she's a very strong woman. A woman's been through a hard life, but the strength that God has instilled in her, amen, it comes from through the bloodline, amen, the generational blessings that I've seen on my wife. Very strong, very loving woman because even though she had a hard life herself, she always loved on her daughter, always bestowed her love upon her daughter. And I see that run through the bloodline, amen. And it comes through her character traits as well. Again, when you get to know somebody personally, amen, you see these traits, and it's a blessing from the Lord, amen. Amen.
That's right. You know what we don't realize, God puts spiritual parents in front of us, mothers and some of dads. And I thank God for the mothers of the church where I grew up. They had mothers. They corrected us. Back then, they were allowed to pinch the person. Back then, yeah, how many know what I'm talking about? You older people, they were allowed to pinch people. Not now. It's against the law. They should have put it away back then. I wonder, but the statute of limitations, we can't go charge them no more, right? Right, because some of them enjoyed the pinch. And I think because they didn't, because we were being too good, sometimes they pinched us, huh? Hello, because it goes wrong with everything. But, you know, moms are moms, and we're celebrating every mother today. We're celebrating all the good words that have been spoken. There are many other words that can be spoken about mothers, you know, because, you know, without them, there would be no birthings at all. You say, well, God could do that. Well, if he would have never made Eve, there would be no children after that, after that, after that, after that. And generations over, almost going on 6,000 years, here we are because of mothers used as a birthing canal. Amen. And again, we all have different stages of upbringing through mothers. But I know a mother's love, even they have to sacrifice sometimes, but a lot of us won't understand. Some of them had to give up their children. Some of them had to do things that was going to be the hardest thing ever. Some mothers today, you know, that we're praying for continuously. Like for myself, honoring my mother, our God, say our God, he has wiped away any wrong, evil, bad thing that she ever allowed or we saw in her. He's taken it out. And all I can remember is all the good things that she did while she was in church, celebrating Christ. Like I said, I still see her walking with the bags because I have a memory now of my mother. Not a bad memory. He wiped that away because that goes with his word. She became a new creature. And then her love really radiated and showed after the fact. Come on. But it was never too late. Come on, it's never too late. So I'm going to tell every one of you mothers that have had bad experiences, listen to the word of God this morning. We know what bitterness will do to you. We understand what resentment and what it can do to you. We understand the lies that condemn you of what you were. When if you became born again, all that is erased. All that is wiped away. And don't let no lying devil teach different to you, except that God washed it away and that you can ask the Lord, rebuild me as a mother. Come on. A Proverbs 31 mother. Hello, somebody. And without further ado, let us stand. But when I call the woman of God up to give us a word, stand. The mother of mothers here for the church. My own. You know, my daughter, you know, the apple don't drop far because I hear my daughter do everything she said she would never be like, do or become like, but is exactly like her mother, Pastor Deborah.
Amen. Praise be to God. We serve a good God. Amen. You may be seated. I thank and praise God for those beautiful words, uplifting the mothers, and, you know, all glory to God. God gets the glory, but the Word of God also tells us to give honor to whom honor is due, and it's not an easy task raising children. Till this day, I look back and I think, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I don't know how I did it. I worked. I was a full-time mom, and I worked. And, you know, I always did what I had to do. And I believe as mothers, you know, when you do work and you have children, you have to press in even harder if you want to work and you want to hold that job and help with the finances. Because if you have children, you know, it's not all about us. But I thank and I praise God that he assisted me
I would not have been able to do it on my own strength. And I give glory to God. And I always say that the Holy Spirit taught me how to be a mother. And I, like you, Debbie, I have a lot of resentment towards my mother. But, you know, in the years God molded me and he shaped me, I didn't like Mother's Day. And here I was a pastor's wife and I was young. And, you know, but I learned to give everything over to the Lord, and God healed my heart. And it's very true what Patricia said, that if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven. And the Word of God tells us, you know. So many of us have had rough roads as children or as young mothers. But what I want to say is, you know, God never forsook us. Amen. The Word says that he will never forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So I wasn't always who I am today. But I thank and I praise and give honor to God that I am who I am because of Christ. Amen. And sometimes things have to happen in our life for we can, you know, again, that beautiful vase, before it can be beautiful and shiny and all the impurities come out, it has to go through the fire. And many of us have gone through the fire, amen. But we've come out, amen. And when you come out, it removes the impurities. So the things that you struggled with in times past, that if you came to know the Lord 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the things that you struggled back then with, you shouldn't struggle with now. You should be over it, not completely, but, you know, God is a God of miracles. He can do things overnight if we allow him. I just wanted to share today that, like I said, the Lord told me that, I was like, oh, Lord, you know, what is it that you would have me to bring? And it's not just for the mothers, and it's not just for the men only, saying, men, scold them, you need to do this and this and this for your wife. No, it's for all of us because we are a body of Christ. But the Lord, as I was getting ready, he says, do you trust me? And I said, yes, Lord, I trust you. And then, because I was trusting him for what he wanted me to give. And after he started telling me that, then he says, do you serve me? I said, yes, Lord, I serve you. Do you believe in me? Yes, Lord, I believe in you. So that is what God has given me today. And I'm coming from, so my message is, do you trust me? Amen. And that's coming from the book of Proverbs. There's a scripture that reads Proverbs 3. So if you have your Bibles, go to Proverbs 3. And again, before I get started, I want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. And even if you're not a mother, but and you're an aunt or you're a mentor, amen, God is using you, amen, for that purpose, to be a mother, to be a mentor, to be an example. And that's what God calls us for, amen, because he is the light and he needs more light in the darkness of this world, amen. So he's called us to be the light. So again, I'd like to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. And I'd also like to welcome anyone that's visiting with us today. You know, the Lord is so gracious and hallelujah. So Proverbs chapter 3, I'm reading verse 5 and 6, and it reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Well, you know, before we can trust God, amen, the Word of God gives us that instruction. We have to know Christ, amen, before we can trust him. So we had to have called on his name sometime or another. We've had to have received him into our heart. So God is saying today that he wants us, all of us, not just the women. He wants all of us to know him in his heart, in our hearts. Say, in my heart. Okay, so God does just want us to know him up here. Many of us have a grasp or something, a seed that was planted, amen. And sometimes it took root, but it didn't take root in our heart. So today, amen, God, hallelujah, he is real and he is God Almighty. So he just doesn't want us to know him up here, but he wants us to know him in our hearts. And by that, that is receiving salvation. And you can go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 10. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9. And verse 9 reads, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So the scriptures tells us that anyone that trusts in God, they will never be put to shame. Amen. And it goes on to tell us that there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. And we all know who the Jews are. Amen. And it's not bagging on anyone or anything. Amen. They are God's called. And if you were not a Jew, you were a Gentile, which we are considered Gentiles. Amen. But we've been grafted in. We've been received by the Father. Amen. And he loves us. That's why when we come out and we pray for Israel, because they are the chosen ones. They're the Hebrew children. Amen. That were in the wilderness 40 years. And they, you know, they kept repeating their patterns, but we're no different. Even though we're Gentile, we have things in our life that we're not perfect. We strive to be perfect. And I'm not saying that you can't be perfect, not perfect in the natural, but perfect spiritually speaking. Amen. Coming to a place in your life with Christ, knowing who you belong to, knowing who you serve. Amen. So in order to trust God, we have to know God and we have to receive him in our heart. That's the salvation plan. So if you've been going through the motions and you have not asked Christ to come into your heart, then and you know, there's a lot of controversy, once saved, always saved, and I'm not a firm believer of that, because I don't believe that you can serve God one day and then go and shoot up or walk the streets and then be in God's house. Yeah, you can do that if you're not taught and you don't know any better, but we need to know better. Amen. And that's why we open up the doors. Every time the doors open up, you come in on Wednesday nights, we have Bible study, and God wants us to know him. And in order to know who we are in Christ Jesus, we got to know him first. Amen. So when the Lord told me, do you trust me? These were the scriptures that he gave me. And then so if we trust him, we got to know him. Amen. For our very own self. Number two, that was the first point. And number two is serve him. Amen. Go to Romans, same book. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and you know, Paul, he urges all believers to present their bodies a living sacrifice, amen? And it reads, verse 12, chapter 1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And I know the King James reads, for this is your reasonable service. You know, we're here to serve. And in order to serve, hallelujah, we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice, pleasing unto God. But we're living in a time where we don't want to please God. We want to please ourselves. And, you know, our biggest enemy is ourselves. And we always try and blame it on the devil. The devil made me do it. But at times, not all, we very well know the scriptures, but we still don't oblige by them. So, you know, everybody's on a level with God. And I want to encourage you today that your life, that you go deeper in the things of God, because that's God's will and that's his plan in our life. Not that we be on the surface like a when they go water skiing, they're on the surface of the water. Amen. And but God wants you to go deep in the water. He wants you to swim. Yes, you're going to fall. Yes, you're going to slip up, you know, but God will help you. He's your helper. He's given us the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So I believe that when we face God, you know, right now we can get away with it and we have excuses. We say, well, this or well, that. We always want to point the finger at somebody else, why we have our weaknesses, why we do the things that we do. But, you know, we're living in a time, because time is short, the days are evil, where we need to own up to our mistakes and we need to take responsibility for things. So I want to encourage you, and I say that, and I believe Brother Manuel said that I can be hard, and you know, I say that because that's what's kept me saved all these years, is having the fear of God and reverencing him, not being afraid, oh God, you're going to punish me today, you know, five lashes. No, but when you fear him with a holy reverence, because you know who he is and you know what he's capable of, allow God to be in your life, to rule in your life, and he will direct your paths. Amen. So we have to serve him. Amen. And so number two is we got to serve God after we receive him into our heart. We got to find out who he is. And number three point is learn of him. Amen. In our journey, just like that little baby, before they start walking, they don't walk, they crawl. And before they start walking, they learn to pull themselves up on furniture. Well, we're like that. When we come to Christ, we're a baby. Amen. But I pray to God that just like that baby doesn't stay drinking the bottle until they're 10 years old. You know, they continue to, if they're being nursed, to latch away from their mother. Think about that, us as individuals, as children of God, sons and daughters. It's not God's will and plan that we stay babies. It's his will that we mature. And yeah, you know, that might be some hard word, but, you know, it might be a good piece of a ribeye or filet, but you got to chew it up real good and think about it, you know. But you can do all things through Christ, amen. And we don't do things on our own strength. We must ask the Lord to assist us. Amen. So, going to, point number three, learn of him and, study his attributes and his word. Amen. Cultivate your relationship with him. When we're growing tomatoes or we're growing chilies in our garden, we got to go out there and check on them. We got to make sure they have water. We got to make sure the bugs aren't eating the leaves. We got to make sure that, you know, pray for them. You know, that's what I do. I have plants at home, and I say when they don't look too great, and there's some times that I'll be tired of taking care of a plant, and I'll just get rid of it. I'll say, you're going in the trash. But I love to transplant plants, and a lot of trees that are at my house. Boxwoods, pygmy date palms, sago palms, queen palms. We planted them in our own house. So when we moved in, we did have a landscaper come and put the sprinkler system and the grass in, the sod in. But I told Pastor, no, they're not going to do that. We're gonna do it ourselves. And they've all been good. You know, some plants, all they do is take a little bit of water. And that's a good thing about these succulents, right? They don't take too much water. But if they're not succulents, you got to care for them. You got to every once in a while go out there, just like us. We got to groom ourselves. Amen. If we're going somewhere, we're going on vacation, we're going to a conference, we're going to a meeting or a job interview, we fix ourselves up, you know. And it's like that for in our spiritual walk. We got to groom ourselves. Amen. We got to, because we're, Jesus is going to come for us. Amen. So when Jesus comes, we got to be ready for his return. Amen. So number three, I was reading from, that's coming from 2 Timothy. I'm not going to keep you long because they have some things planned for the women. So women, if you can, before you leave, please, Pastor, is that taking place? Where is it taking place, here or over here? And our fellowship room over here. The room where we usually keep the food when we have get-togethers. So ladies, before you leave, mothers, be sure you stop by there, okay? It'll only take a couple of minutes. We're not going to serve you food or anything like that, but we want you, we want to honor you today. 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. And then, of course, it goes on to say about avoiding godless chatter, because those that do that, you become more and more ungodly. So, and our goal is to become godly. Amen. So God wants us to study. He wants us to learn about him. And that's why when the doors open, you can come in here. You can hear, take your notes, go over them. Amen. But God wants us to grow our relationship with him. Amen. To the next level. So he wants us to make every effort. Say every effort to apply his principles. And there's a lot of not just golden nuggets, but there's word of life in here, where the word talks about the fruit of the spirit, how we ought to walk in the spirit. The word talks about the full armor. Amen. How we have to carry ourselves as a soldier, as a godly woman or man. Amen. It doesn't just apply to the women only. So, you know, when we lead by example. The mothers that are training up their children, we know the word says, train up your child in the way that they should go. And when they grow older, they will not depart from it. If they do, guess what? They're going to come back like many of you have. The principles, as rebellious as you can be, you know, God will start to chip away at the old block and break you down. Amen. Cause you've had God's word spoken into your life, and the prayers are being fulfilled. Amen. I'm not going to be keeping you long. I'm going to be closing you out soon, but the last point, number four, go to the book of Psalms. Chapter 23. And we know this psalm because this psalm is to all of us. You know, when our loved ones go home to be with the Lord, a lot of times they put it on the pamphlet, but it is God's word. Amen. And it's the Psalm of David. Psalm 23, but I am reading verse 6 is my text. It reads, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But verse four reads, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. How many know what the rod is? Amen. The rod is God's word, his instruction. Amen. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And then give God a hand of praise. Amen. So life brings many challenges, people. Life brings many challenges. It's different when life brings challenges, but then there's times that we bring challenges to ourselves. So God has given us the tools. He has equipped me, say equipped me, with everything that we need to continue on this journey. Amen. And in the book of Psalms, the next chapter, it reads, the earth is the Lord's. And I like the way mine says, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. But the King James reads, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. So everything that is here, that is good, amen, it's God's creation. You are God's creation. And Adam and Eve, they had so much authority that was given to them in the garden. They had so much authority that was given to them. But they were deceived by the deceiver. So I want you to know that life isn't peaches and cream, amen. But God has given you everything that you need to continue in the race. He's given you his holy word, amen. It's just not a book, a fairy tale or a myth, amen. But it's the book of life. So I want to encourage you to pick it up today, amen. And try to go deeper in the things of God, amen, because you're not alone, because God is calling you to be a pillar, amen, and a pillar represents God, okay? The pillars are the main beams here in this building that holds everything together. Well, a pillar represents authority. When the Israelites were in the desert, amen, God gave them the cloud by day and the fire by night. And that's how they were led. And they trusted God. Okay. So, he's the ultimate pillar. And that represents that God's calling us to be pillars, but before we can be a pillar, we got to take our place. Okay. Let's take our place and let's not just know about it up here, but let's know him right here. Amen. And then surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. I thank and I praise God for this, for what he gave me today. It was just like that. And that's how God is. Whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. I pray that something that I said today blessed you. Amen. And I want to encourage you to be that pillar that God is calling you to be. Amen. He is your strong tower. Allow him to be your strong tower. If you allow Christ to be your strong tower, you will be the pillar that God is calling you to be. Apply his principles, reverence him, obey his commandments, and he will, surely, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Give God a hand of praise. At this time, I'm going to give it back over to Pastor Albert.
Amen. Good motherly advice. Amen. How many trust in the Lord? You trust in the Lord?
For the men too.
Oh, okay. This is not for the women, the men too, right? All right. Stand to your feet. As I dismiss in a prayer here, I'm going to ask men, dads, take care of your kids,